Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Chris. This is episode 43 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. And this is going to be an audio-only version here. I don't have my camera, so I can't shoot video on this one. So this is just audio. So don't go looking for this one on Rumble. This episode is about the morality of liberty. And I think that this is a really important issue because we're being conditioned, basically, to believe that freedom is bad, that freedom itself, that liberty is immoral, that the good people are the ones who do what they're told. And you know, COVID has really been, we've really seen this during this whole COVID pandemic, where people believe that if you want to be free, then you're bad. You're a bad person. Freedom is bad. Freedom is selfish. Like I've said before, they use this word selfish. They love to use that word. And, you know, the Democrats are, like I've said, they're government worshipers. And they believe that the government and the people who make the rules, the people at the top, they are the good people. They are good. You and me, the people, we are bad. And it's really gotten to that point. It's beyond the idea that these people are smarter than us. It's become the idea that these people are better than us. They're good. We are bad. We are evil. We are selfish. We are greedy. They, the people at the top, the people making the rules, the people ordering us around, they are good. And it's really scary that's how it's evolved. That's where we are now. And you know, this idea that it is moral to order other people around is really disgusting. I mean, it really makes me sick. And because I believe in freedom. I believe that freedom, that liberty, is the pinnacle of morality. That everybody has natural rights to life, liberty, and property, and everybody should be free to do what they want as long as they aren't violating anybody else's rights to life, liberty, and property. And if you believe that it's moral to order, to boss other people around, and to violate other people's rights to, in this case, liberty, well, also property. You know, if you believe that, look, if you're afraid of COVID and you don't want to go to a restaurant because you're afraid of COVID, or you know what, if you own a restaurant and you want to shut your restaurant or you want to shut your store down because you're afraid of COVID, well, that's okay. You can do that. That's all right. But if you want to order other people to do that, if you want to order other people to shut their restaurants or shut their store or not go to work or not go to a restaurant, now you're crossing the line. Now you're ordering other people around. Now you're violating other people's rights to liberty and property. You're violating other people's property rights, and you're infringing on their liberty. And that is immoral. And to say that, but see, the Democrats don't see it that way. Democrats, and it's really, you know, it's not just immoral, it's inefficient, right? And I've talked about this before with the knowledge problem, where, you know, if we put people in charge of us who live in Washington, D.C., they don't really know us, they don't really, you know, these bureaucrats, they don't really know us. They don't know our lives. They don't know. They've never been to you. Maybe you own a restaurant. They've never been to your restaurant, but they're going to make rules that govern your restaurant. Well, that just doesn't make any logical sense, because they don't know. The farther away these people are from you and from the realities of your life and the realities of your business, the less capable they are of making rules that make sense, that, you know, making rules governing your business or your life. You know that you are uniquely informed, uniquely capable, qualified to govern your own life, because you know the details of your own life. So to put these other people in charge is just stupid. It doesn't make any sense. And look, if you want, once again, if you want to put other people in charge of your life, that's one thing. But if you want to put other people in charge of other people's lives, well, that is, now you're using other people to violate the rights of other people, of an entirely different group of people, right? You're taking this one group of people and putting them in charge of this other group of people. Now, and really, we could look at slavery. What is the real fundamental underlying philosophy that tells us slavery is wrong? Well, it's the idea that every human being has rights to life, liberty, and property, and nobody can violate those rights. But see, the Democrats don't believe that. They don't believe in life, liberty, property. They don't believe that you have basic rights. Democrats do not believe that every person has basic rights. So there is no fundamental underlying guiding philosophy that tells Democrats that slavery is wrong. If you could make the argument that slavery was good because it is for the greater good, we have to enslave these people over here because it's for the greater good, well, then the Democrats would have to, according to their own philosophy, the Democrats would be in favor of slavery. They are absolutely 100% not opposed to slavery. It's just a matter of details to them. These COVID rules have really shown us, that the Democrats don't care about your basic rights. They are 100% on board with slavery if you can make the argument that it's for the greater good. Like I've said before, this is about collectivism versus individualism. Democrats are collectivists. Republicans and libertarians are individualists. And that's the real difference. And this is serious. This is not, like I always say, this is serious. This is not a joke. These people are deadly serious. They are absolutely 100% in favor of introducing violence into your life. That's the real difference here, right? This is about, we believe in a peaceful world, but Democrats don't believe in a peaceful world. Democrats want to introduce violence, government-sponsored violence and coercion and force into your life. Because they're the ones who want you to follow the rules. You gotta follow the rules. You gotta do as you're told. And that's, we basically believe that the Republicans and libertarians basically believe that everybody should be free unless you're violating somebody else's rights. And only at that point, really, only at that point should the government get involved with violence. Should men with guns get involved. Now, I know that there's some differences between real libertarians and most Republicans. For example, the drug war. I think most libertarians agree that drugs should be legal. And the government should leave you alone if you're sitting on your couch snorting cocaine, because you're not violating anybody else's rights. Now, most Republicans would disagree with that and say, okay, the government should get, be able to kick down your door even if you're sitting on your couch snorting cocaine, not bothering anybody. Now, that's a whole other issue, a whole other debate that we can have. But there are, for the most part, Republicans believe that the police should leave you alone unless you're hurting other people. But the Democrats don't believe that. They believe that the police should be able to initiate violence against you for all kinds of reasons. I mean, all kinds of reasons. If they've made gasoline cars. They're going to make gasoline cars illegal. And at some point, they're going to say, well, you know what? If you drive a gasoline car, the police should be able to shoot you and kill you or throw you in a cage. I mean, that's really what they believe. You know, they're not kidding around. They believe, I mean, at this point, they believe that you should be arrested if you use the wrong pronoun for someone. You know, but at the same time, you can steal. You can walk into a Walgreens and steal, you know, $500 worth of stuff, and the police shouldn't be able to do anything about it. Like I've said, it's an arbitrary. The Democrats believe in an arbitrary application of the law, but for the most part, Democrats are all in favor of initiating violence, of government-sponsored violence, because that's ultimately what following the rules is really all about. Is the ultimate consequence of not following the rules is men with guns. They come and they kill you, and so we've got this real difference. This is a huge difference, a huge philosophical difference between Democrats and Republicans and libertarians. And look, we are the people, we are the ones who believe in peace. We want a peaceful, voluntary society. But the Democrats want to put people in charge of you, in charge of your life. They believe that once those people are in charge, they should have total power over you. And it's like the C.S. Lewis quote about, a tyranny sincerely exercised for the good of the victims is the worst kind of tyranny. And these people are omnipotent moral busybodies. That's what C.S. Lewis calls them. And that's exactly what Democrats are. They are moral busybodies who want to be omnipotent. They want to run your life. They believe that they are smarter than you and better than you. And they believe that you should just shut up and do as you are told. And if you don't, they believe that men with guns should be able to arrest you, throw you in a cage, or shoot and kill you. That's what the Democrat Party of today is all about. That is their entire governing philosophy. And like I've said about slavery, they are not opposed to slavery in principle, because they have no principles. They have no actual principles. They are not opposed to slavery, because if they had principles, if they were guided by the same principles that guide us, the same idea that every human being has basic natural rights to life, liberty, and property, and that's what America was founded on, this idea, this ideal. That is the American ideal, and Democrats are 100% opposed to it. And that is the kind of lack of principle that leads you to slavery. Because if you don't believe that other people have rights, have basic rights, that every human being has basic rights, then you don't believe that it's wrong to enslave those people or boss those people around to no limit. And so this is really this is what disturbs me about the Democrat Party. And this is why this is why I'm doing this podcast, because the Democrats really disturb me and scare me. And they should scare all of us, because they are the absolute opposite. Today's Democrat Party is the opposite of everything that America stands for. They are not in favor of individual rights. They are collectivists. And because they are collectivists, they will crush the individual without hesitation. They have no consideration, no concern, no respect for each individual human being. It's only about the collective. So, yeah, they will totally support slavery if you could just convince them that, oh, yeah, it's for the greater good. Yeah, it's for the greater good. We got to do this. Sorry. I know it sucks, but we got to do it. Yeah, it's for the greater good. So, yeah, that's what's scary about the Democrats. So, all right, well, that's it for this episode. This is episode 43, and I hope the audio is okay. I'm going to review it before posting it, but if you like this podcast, give me some good ratings on, go to Podbean and go to iTunes and give me some good ratings and share it with everybody. And I will be seeing you back on a video episode on episode 44. All right. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.